Hello and welcome back to the Heart and Pack podcast. This week's podcast is brought to you by me, Omalela.
And by me, Capri. We hope you have all had a wonderful half-term holiday and are ready to get back to work in our final half-term.
That's right, Capri. We are now in summer too and we have so much fun events to look forward to.
I can't wait. Let's get on with the podcast.
It's time for What's New, the opening segment of each podcast that lets you know what's coming up this half-term. First up, we have the Year 4 multiplication tests.
Year 4 have been practicing using times table rock stars and are now eager to show off their fluency in maths.
They have worked so hard on revising and preparing. Well done.
Next up, reception visited Yorkshire Wildlife Park last half term.
It was an extremely enjoyable trip
and allowed them to journey out into the world for some hands-on learning.
Also, it is Aspiration Week beginning the 12th of June. This is where we invite adults from all walks of life to show us what their jobs and careers are like.
It's a great week and it helps all of us at Heart and Pack to consider what careers we would like to explore.
In addition, we have also Class Photo Day coming up on the 19th of June.
This is followed by our 100% attendance reward day, where top attenders will be getting free ice cream on the 27th of June.
That sounds awesome. And finally, a message to teachers to get in touch with the podcast if they would like to add any other news on the pod.
It's now time for a brand new segment this week. Welcome to our first ever interview on the podcast.
We have invited a newly started staff member to the podcast to welcome them to our school and to find out how they are enjoying their new role here at our school.
That's right, Omalela. You are about to hear the interview, which was conducted by our very own Year 6 students. So here it is.
Tasha, thank you for joining us. How did you get inspired to work at Horton Park?
So I'm very passionate in helping others and supporting children and adults. I became inspired to work at Horton Park Primary after seeing the community involvement work advert on a website called Prospects, and I thought it'd be a really good opportunity to push myself and try something new.
Who recommended this school to you?
So not only was this job advertised on the internet, I also had a co-worker at my previous place recommend this school to me, saying the environment's lovely and it'd be a really great opportunity for me to progress in my career. So that's how I was recommended the school.
Yeah. How do you feel working here?
I feel great. I've not been here for a long time, but I feel like I have fitted in really well. Mm-hmm. I don't feel out of place and I can come talk to anyone and everyone. All the staff are really lovely.
What good and bad experiences have you had at Horton Park so far?
I haven't had any bad experiences, I can say. I've not been here for long, but good experiences, I do feel part of the team. I've got to know a lot of new parents, create positive relationships with a lot of people around me, and it's just been great overall.
Yeah. Would you recommend this school to anyone else?
Yes, I definitely would. I really think the environment is great and I find it easy to come talk to everyone. The children are lovely, the staff are lovely, and it's amazing.
Have you had any past experience linked to working at Horton Park?
No, I've not had any links to working at Horton Park Primary School before, but I do have an experience and a background in working in education, coming up to 4 years now.
How do you feel about the Exceed Academy Trust?
I feel really proud to be a part of the trust. I've not been here for long, but the way I've been welcomed and the way I've been supported into my job role has been brilliant. And I feel really good about working and being part of the whole team overall.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, what a fantastic conversation. Thank you, Miss Arshad, for giving us some of your time.
Next up, it's elected subject. This week we've chosen PE as we are now looking forward to Horton Park Sports Day.
PE at Horton Park follows the incredible skills developing Jasmine PE, where we learn loads of great skills that help our bodies grow whilst keeping us active and healthy.
Mr. Raymond would like all children at Horton Park to continue their Jasmine PE learning at home using their logins in their diaries.
Did you know there are so many different activities that you can complete?
There's pirate, circus and animal themed skills to practice at home.
All of us at the Horton Hoot love PE.
Now it's time for student shout out. This week's shout out goes to Alicia in year 3 for continuing her swimming.
Well done, Alicia.
Now it's the segment you've all been waiting for, Nurse's Ace.
Your teacher will load up the Nurse's Ace questions in class. You will have 60 seconds to talk with your talk partner about the following challenge.
When you have decided the answer, your teacher will input their answer.
Good luck! Here we go. This week's Nurse's Ace challenge is, what am I?
The Hot and Who would like you to answer the following question.
For early years and key stage 1, I have no eyes, I have no head and a tail.
And for key stage 2, I'm tall when I'm young and short when I'm old. I light up the dark. What am I?
Ask your teacher to open this week's quiz link to answer the questions.
To round off this week's show, it's talk partner task.
This week's talk partner task is for the whole school. We'd like to know, what event at Sports Day are you looking forward to the most?
That concludes this week's podcast.
Thank you all for joining us.
Have a great week and we look forward to speaking to you again soon. Goodbye.
See you soon.